Hare Krishna Japa, increasing taste and concentration. Technique number 13 is titled The Nine Rules Technique. The Nine Rules Technique. I guarantee that if you follow these nine simple rules, you will definitely improve your Hare Krishna Japa and receive delightful rewards from Sri Nam. Rule number one is called night before. On the evening before the next day, don't eat heavy foods at night. Take simple, light foods like milk and fruits. By eating a light meal at night, you'll sleep soundly, rise early without difficulty, and have full energy for attentive japa the next morning. So the night before, make a sankalpa or firm vow, quote, tomorrow morning I will chant Hare Krishna japa with full concentration and sincere feelings. Rule 1, night before. Rule 2, waking. Upon arising from your bed, take a full bath, or at least wash your mouth, face, hands, and feet with cold water before chanting. If you feel sleepy or dull-headed, then you can chant a 5-minute kirtan with kartals, and this will immediately invigorate your dull mind and purify your environment. Rule 2, waking. Rule 3, time, place, and mind. Start chanting Hare Krishna Japa very early in the morning, best between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. Chant near Tulsi Devi, Thakurji, and in a place free from disturbance. Before chanting Hare Krishna Japa, chant a few short prayers to Sri Guru. Remember your Guru Parampara, the six Goswamis, and the Panchatattva. Especially remember Nam Acharya, Thakur Haridas, and pray for his mercy, and pray to Sri Harinam Prabhu to help you chant with full attention, purely and free from offenses. If your mind starts, quote, jumping when you sit down to chant japa, you can calm your mind by prayer, pranayama, or loud chanting. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says that a mind thinking of God is the best of friends, and a mind forgetting Krishna is the worst of enemies. While chanting your Hare Krishna Japa, your mind will often fall into a river of thoughts which flows rapidly into the sea of distraction, inattention, past pleasures, faces, friends and family, material hankerings, unfulfilled dreams, and lusty desires form the waves and currents of that river. Stop your mind, turn it toward Krishna, chant louder, and focus all your attention on the sweet syllable form of Sham. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Channel the current of your thoughts. Meditate on Radha Raman or Radha Sham's beautiful transcendental forms, and remember their divine qualities. Search your memory files and absorb your thoughts in a pastime of Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. It's midday, Madhyankal, at Radhakund. The summer sun shines above Radhika as she splashes Krishna with fragrant water and prema-laden glances. Oh, what sweetness, what bliss, your friend, the mind, remembering Radhisham. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That is rule 3, time, place, and mind. Rule 4, sit properly. Patanjali's Yoga Shastras state that sitting straight facilitates concentration. Right posture makes the mind calm, says Rajatantra 27 and 59. For purification of the body and for success in yoga, correct sitting posture, sitting straight, is absolutely necessary. Rudra Yamala Tantra 38 through 39. By the practice of good posture of the body will become disease-free, firm, and efficient. This is a quote from Shastra Graha Yamala 285. And once while chanting Hare Krishna mantra with his disciples, Prabhupada saw that some of the disciples were sliding back and kind of leaning up against the wall, then they started to slide down the wall and fall asleep. So Prabhupada saw that when he glanced over the room at his disciples and he said, sit properly. So rule number 4 is posture, proper sitting posture. Rule 5, concentration. Focus and collect all your thoughts into one, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Concentrate on the sound vibration, the feeling of the sound vibration. How does it feel? How does it resonate in your throat, in your heart, in your chest cavity, and in your mind? Concentrate on the sound, the feeling, the waves of effect that are washing over your mind and heart and very form. Try to come in contact with all this subtle transcendental energy by concentration. Rule 5, concentration. Rule 6, fix the mind. This rule, fix the mind, has 3 parts. Part 1, pull back your mind when you see it start wandering. Chanters, beware. Yoga Shastras say that tamagun, ignorance, and sleep usually attack a sadhaka after he has practiced chanting japa for 1 hour or so. In other words, after you sit peacefully and chant 1 hour of Hare Krishna japa, you should be careful and watch out. Check your energy and attention levels. If you feel drowsy or dull-headed, then you should chant loudly to shake off the tamogun or go outside in the fresh air for a japa walk or sit in the fresh air. It's better. Or drink some cold water and splash on your face. Or you could do headstand, shirasan, for 2 minutes, then 10 rounds of pranayama or a few stretching exercises. Refreshed and invigorated, sit down again before Tulsi Devi or Thakurji and renew your japa meditation. So this is rule 6, fix the mind And the first part is sleepiness. Be careful. Watch out for sleepiness. Anidra Savdan. The second part of fixing the mind, daydreaming, drifting mind. First part, sleepiness. Second part, daydreaming. When you sit down to chant Hare Krishna Japa, don't let your mind wander away and drift in the recesses of your mind. Start remembering and recalling events or people from yesterday, last year, or a year before. The bird of your mind flies on two wings, the past and the future. Cut off the wings. Be here now. Hear the holy name, chant the holy name, and remember, love, serve, and surrender to the holy name. So this is rule number 6, fix the mind, part 2, daydreaming. So watch out for sleepiness and watch out for daydreaming and continually fix the mind. Part 3 is the planning tendency, subdivision of rule 6, fix the mind. Sleepiness, watch out for that. Daydreaming, don't do it. And the third subpart is planning tendency. When chanting japa, don't start mentally planning today's duties while chanting. However, if your mind keeps pushing you and persistently dwells on, quote, the shopping list or, quote, things to do today, then stop briefly, write down the points, and chant japa with a tranquil mind. This is rule 6, fix the mind. And it has 3 subparts, sleepiness, daydreaming, planning tendency. Rule 7, absorb 4 qualities into yourself, into your mind, and into your consciousness before you chant. And the 4 qualities are humility, tolerance, pridelessness, and respect for all. So when you sit down to chant or while you're chanting, you can repeatedly try to fill your mind with these 4 qualities. Recommended in Shikshastakam, 3rd verse. Krishna, O Krishna, please bless me. Please help me to chant with humility and become very humble. O Sri Nam Prabhu, please help me to be tolerant and prideless and respectful toward everyone. This is technique number 7, absorbing 4 qualities. Technique 8, meditation. While chanting Hare Krishna Japa, you should try your best to meditate on the forms of Radha and Shyam or the meaning of the holy name revealed by the previous acharyas and discussed in our japa classes and technique number 10. So rule 7 is meditation on the forms and meditating on the meaning of the holy name. Rule number 9, the last rule, is called mood, the bhav, the mellow. You should chant Hare Krishna Japa with a feeling of hankering and longing for Krishna, hankering to see Krishna, hankering to experience Krishna, hankering to attain Krishna, and hankering to be with Krishna, and crying for Krishna. Of course, this mood cannot be artificially imposed. But rest assured, if we cry and hanker for the mercy of the Lord, and cry and hanker for the mercy in the Hare Krishna mantra, then surely Krishna will respond to the sincere and helpless cries of a humble devotee chanting with a repentant heart. We want to make a small addendum to Rule number 6, fix the mind. And part 2 is daydreaming. So we have a small saying here. We can remember before you chant Hare Krishna Japa or while you're chanting, as I mentioned there about daydreaming, we may recall events from yesterday, or our mind starts drifting into the past, or even a year before. So just remember, don't let your mind drift into the future or into the past. Stay fixed, stay concentrated, stay absorbed in chanting Hare Krishna mantra. And always remember, what was is past. What is won't last. At all times, be steadfast, chant Hare Krishna, and have a blast. Thus concludes technique number 13, the 9 rules technique. Night before, waking, time, place, mind, posture, concentration, fix the mind, absorb 4 qualities, meditation, and mood.